Hello.
Good. So we're holding, I believe, in the middle of the Igeres Rambam. It's good to be back again. I'm actually speaking from New York now, from Yaakov's office. I we're making tomorrow morning in Mitzvah. My son Michal is making a bris, so I came in tonight and Beretz Hashem. Okay, so there was this argument against the Rambam. The Rambam explained to his Talmud, even though his Talmud got very, very excited and upset, the Rambam explained to him why it makes no sense to get upset and so on. He gives him four klolim of life. Beis, it's on page Shin Dalet, Dalet Shin. That's the page we're on. Beis, Ato, Im Talamed. Now, he writes here, you know, at the beginning, it's not clear whether this is a second letter bundled together. You have to understand that when these things came about, it's very hard to know if it was one letter, two letters. It just that's the way, but it certainly is around the same topics, the same ideas. Atah, he says, you im talamid, if you're going to learn im yirtzeh Hashem usichanech usivoynin es misha yavin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a chachma and das v'tzigale tuvoy v'toyel boy bnei adam, and you'll be able to help people with it. Yerotzil lechov li rather than sit and fight with these two people, I'd rather that you become a Talmud Chacham and help people. Now it says, Omnom Zemar Scharya, one of the two people, Hinehu Ish Pesimoid, he's a very stupid person. V'lomad la'atzmoi, and he taught himself, he's a self-taught person. V'yoga bo'isem du'a masa matma pirushim. He worked at these pshatim that he has. He thinks that he's the yochid b'dayrei. V'shekvar higia legados. V'haben yodea ki chay Hashem gdoy lechach meisrael akerach malosim devrei mechubireihem. You can tell chshivas of a person from the sfarim they put out and what they've written. So he says he basically feels that he's far from Talmud Chacham, and his limud zchus is that he's quite inept and so on. I'm kind of stunned. You know, it's a kind of stunning way expected. I'm just curious, mitzad the Hilchis Lashon Hara, mitzvah, the Machlokes. I don't know. In other words, I assume he really felt a need to tell him that he shouldn't associate with this person. I know that the Chazanish said that you're allowed to tell people who's a gadol and who's not. In other words, Rashi may be told to know who's a gadol and who's not, who's the gadolim, because they have to know who to look up to, who not. So if a person doesn't know, you can tell him this person is a Talmud Chacham, this person, you can take everything he says without pikpuk, this person, kacha kacha. Now, the complaints that they have with my Pirush HaMishnah is, who kulam the I fix some places. I don't know if he means the gersos or he means he changed pshat in it. Boira hakol yodea sherubam hit unibahem he moshka hagoyim zal where ben nisim gil astar ma pevitz al sefer mitzvos was a lossum they sheik shalai lezachrei. So he said a lot of the mistakes are because I went after their gersos and they're not right. But Philo or Yisi, so first of all, he says most of the things that are wrong, they are not my, you know, it's someone else's mistake. But Philo Yisa Nia Mishtavish, and even if I made mistakes, in any Italian Shigati al Shemusachem Betchilo, I never tined that I reached the Maskana straight out. You have to bear in mind, Pirush Mishnayos was his first Sefer. He wrote it at the age of 23. So he said, yes, it was my first Havamina, and I could have changed. Adrabah. Calls Pashan Spilech, he looked for Zadman and Tomid, behold, Abnich Warren TV. He said, anytime I realize I make a mistake, I change. You know, I realize I make mistakes, and I change what I must kind of.
He sent me a letter with a lot of anova and this natsos.
What he's trying to do is get me to write back in kind. In other words, if I reply in kind, if he calls me God Lador, I'm going to send him back a letter and call him God Lador, and he'll show you, see, I'm helping you God Lador.
The main point was how chashuv that, how much he's worthy of being Rosh Hashiva.
So I guess this person was in some sort of competition with the Rosh Hashiva. He said, you know how wonderful the yeshiva is, how fantastic. And after saying the yeshiva in those days was not just the yeshiva, it was the center of leadership. The way it's in Chazal, that the yeshiva was sort of the center of Torah and so on. So first we get a letter writing about how wonderful Rosh Yeshiva is, and that he himself wanted to be on Rosh Yeshiva, but when he heard he's taking a job, there's nothing like it. I got a second letter. And tells me how wonderful Scharia is. This Vishetvunosa Tsuma phenomenal Lamdin Barba Sidri Talmud Ruchna Piv Verpa Zegamkein. Vinasi Goyim Zezze. So Dalochi is the Gemara speaks about when if you have a person being made on somebody else about his trumas and stuff like that, that's usually a good simin. When you have two people being made on each other, then we're choishes for Goyimlin. That in one city, I'm going to say his stuff is Yoshin, my stuff is not. And then immediately in the next time, the next city, we'll reverse it. So anytime we have this type of mutual patting on the shoulder, we take it with a grain of salt. Vaniya dea tachas elanim kulam. I know what they all have in mind. Mishakavanasa matshuva, they want me to answer back. A person has to be respectful when he answers. You can't just it lead something to an abrupt end. If somebody calls you and says, how are you, my dear rabbi? So you answer, how are you, my dear rabbi? And it's true bal peh, it's true b'chsav. They're going to show it to everybody. So Rambam had an astute political sense, and he knew that they're out not to, what they're trying to accomplish. Gimel, the Omnam, he says, Asiba Shechiva said Kasar Shanihi, Sheish Kamani Rola Dakti Gimel Frate Maisiv Diburov. A person should, they should hold me to task. So there's some sort of person that the Rambam held of, that he had appointed to be the head in Iraq, the Rosh Golus. I guess it was more of a balabas, and therefore, and I had to stand behind it. Ubiarti shani minisav lefedus talmudi. I explained to them that I did it because my Talmud testified that this man is absolutely good. Shibatu biyosu vidosu bitochum gomer. I have complete confidence in my Talmud. Veidus zokimen veiroi. And somebody else in the city also testified that this man is worthy. Kenny Shaltiv al Yer Osid Rochab Iluma Oid Acharminisiv. I asked him was Yer Shemayim and what he does. They very much shavach him, so I appointed him. V'omno Maksav Shekasavti L'Kalalti Bal Inyan Zeh. So all I did was I explained on what basis I'm being mimanahim, and I advise and stay away from machloikis. And both of you are two different people. Each one of them is his own. So in other words, I guess the person he's writing to, he holds to be Big Talmid Chacham. This other person, he had testimony that is worthy of being a kind of the Rosh Golos, and that's good enough. Well, the fish is Zachli Shaben Cherfei, for Amma Ze Zachn Shaita, for Shashalach Lashainai. And because they told me that, they maligned me, they said he's a Zachn Shaita, for Shashalach Lashainai love. So because he wrote to me, maligned you, I wrote back to him that I think there's nobody as chash or whatever. He said, I generally try to keep a low profile. It's just that since you testified so strongly or were willing to stand behind it, I felt I could back it. What I want from you, leman Hashem lemani, al tosim ze ish lematara, don't turn this person into a target to attack. Leave him alone. You may not consider me wise, but I'm an older person. He's going on that zaken. He's saying you have no right to attack a person who's an elder person and sitting and learning. You should never denigrate somebody that people look up to. And I wish, and my bracha to you is, you should be able to uplift people that are denigrated. There's fascinating what he writes over here that you can't, you don't attack a person that other people look up to. There's one of the stories of Briskerov's, one of Briskerov's children was at a Chassidish, a friend or something, and he made fun of that boy's rebbe. The Briskerov overheard it and he smacked him. And he said, never make fun of somebody else's rebbe. In other words, it's a very destructive thing because that's this person's rav. And if he loses respect for him, then you're causing tremendous harm. So it says like this, and you are upset that he wrote against you. Don't feel terrible. Do you think it's possible for a person to absorb a blow and not scream? You've attacked him. You damaged him. You undid his fame. Because if you wouldn't have intervened, then he would have been able to attack the Rosh Golis. In other words, understand where the person is coming from. You, Lemaisa, frustrated him. He was going to do something, and you came up with a big coilus of rakim, and therefore you frustrated his kavanas. So how do you expect him to have good feelings towards you? No point to saying, well, what about your Shemayim? He and people bigger than him They think Yerushalayim has to do with Chumris and Averis. But to be Zohar Midas Tovis, they all don't think of Yerushalayim. I think that these people have grandchildren and great-grandchildren alive today. This is a cut and a paste for today. It's astounding. This, you're talking about come out 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago, and he's saying and Yerushalayim etzan zehirus menachamurois kemosh etzamon. For these people, Yerushalayim is simply being careful from doing averis. But midas tovus, they don't think is Yerushalayim. And they also don't think that, keeping their tongue civil has to do with Yerushalayim. And most of those type of people, when it comes to their position, they lose the Yerushalayim. Anything that has to do with their standing, their position, the year goes. Don't think that people can be like and you can't say he's lacking Yerushalayim. In other words, basically he's saying is the person is a decent person. The person has value, has values. There's a sore gap by a lot of these people. But don't you can't be about the person totally because this unfortunately is a norm. That's what he's saying. Kol shadava. And he writes him, I want from you, Mata Talmid, if you're my Talmid, Shetelech Bedrochai, Vanolecha, Shetiamin and Alovim Vlamina Oilvim. You should be a person who absorbs embarrassment and does not return it. Vulaitafke Milecha, don't let your words become Hefke. Ubedi Burucha, the Shabbash and Yagrober Shaina. And when you speak, first thing, think of a Kadosh Baruch in front of you. And your game plan with this person should be if you can't find a way to make peace with him, but don't get into any spat with him. It's possible to argue, criticize in their heart's way and friendly way. I'm asking you not to do other than what I've instructed you. Okay, that was Gimel. Dalit. You asked me to write to the Reish HaGolus. I wrote him, I got back a letter across the base. I read the letter as I was when I was in the house. I was going to read it. I had a huge crowd of Jews there. The fish is a by Mila. There's a bris Mila by a Besukis. The Kulam Imdil fish a marati was the Hoyas Zelo Yim Godel. By a curse of Shmuel Amalamid. The whole zikne call me mina as well aduchon at vakshmeni yoisa. So I had him read it in front of everybody, and I can't think of anything more that would make it more public than what I did. I had it was on a bris in Sukkis. Everybody was in the house, and I had somebody read that letter. I guess he did not have email access or send out a WhatsApp or a text. I guess that the Rambam was from those who didn't use it. Okay. I wrote a yeshiva. If I would have known that there's a whole balagan over there, I would never have gotten involved. I did it. It's done. And it was, I wrote that I think that he's right. I don't have any reason to go back. In other words, it's not as if I found out that I was mistaken about the person. It's just that I wouldn't have gotten involved in something that I didn't realize was a whole fight. You tell the Rashiva what I did. Tell him I will not answer him until you write to me all the details I asked to look after. So this is the Rosh Hashiva had written a Maimer against the Rambam. We've seen it. He attacked it. So he says the Flesel Ben Ich Shlocheli Sheerim and Achosid Yosai. You wrote it to me to prove that he's ignorant. Mata Savish Choshev Oisa Golomen and Dedov. You really think I had a habit that he knows anything? Lachola is it's a cold darshan. He's a darshan. The toya commercial toya zulose. You know, and his mistakes are like everybody else. Hashem Yodea. I was astounded how he could say his nonsense, and they're funny and they're embarrassing. But if he would have just stopped at the brachas that he brings a riot from that, that's fine. But when he starts to speak philosophy that he knows nothing about, bigger people speak greater idiocies. He must have copied somebody else's nonsense. I got a letter from Yemen similar to what he wrote. I answered them. They mixed up what Olam Haba is and what Yemos HaMashiach is. Im he yoyshek va be'anu be'perik chelik mashu be'anu u'pirash v'ayinu v'zeh ha'makom u'maninu b'diktoik u'maninu b'diktoik min eilu she'enam chelik Olam Haba u'mekom ha'kev t'chis ha'mesin be'chidame echod mishleimei ha'seichel sh'mishem das esu le'amik hazeh in pirsum u'biur. He says, I wrote it out. I said mifurish all the yud gimel ikra, and I said I spelled it out. I counted it, and I wonder how somebody could even have a hamin. I don't believe in it. Those the emotzi laz and Rambam doesn't believe in tchias ha'meisim. The Rambam holds that tchias ha'meisim is an interim stage to olam haba, which many disagree on, but between that and him not believing Tchias HaMesim is absurd. V'atayim al diva shol diva meishiv v'chein diva malascha shein royu shenoytzias mikroash v'at Tchias HaMesim pshutam. And I wondered about those who tell me that we need to accept it kipshuto. You know, the psukim miyash mitzim pshuto. Who's not learning kipshuto? Seiftav achav is a maim v'gev krok sagadi. I will make a maim, and that's the maim of Tchias HaMesim, and you'll get it. So basically, his point is he has no idea what they motzi laz on him, and he said I couldn't have written it more mefurish, and it's in the sefer. V'hine vav chalecha shisha kontreisim ma'amira shalakachtem min hashar. So he had written in the beginning that he's going to send him a kontreis from Mor Nevuchim. And the truth is, Mor Nevuchim is a little bit of a strange sefer. It's sort of, it doesn't have the same structure that the rest of the Rambam has. And the Rambam writes that I don't know if he had a kavan in it, so people shouldn't have easy access unless they really want to learn it. But it's sort of, he deals with a topic, goes off a different topic, and doesn't seem to have that consistency that he has in Yav. So he said, I'm picking up three kontreis haseyu, the heim, Hashem is a chelik harishon, which finishes off the first half. V'nistapakti ha'im shalach ha'psicha ashani mitzarf alohem im loy. I would wondered if I'm sending you the psicha, if I sent you the psicha or not. I think it means the psicha of the beginning of it. Well, the figs are terata. V'lo yetikum al adayin ha'chosid v'abba al machsan. The only other people that I have a copy of these two people. I don't know who these they are. He says, it brings on the bottom that it's the Rambam's father-in-law, possibly. He said, I'm scared that if it gets out, it's going to, either the goyim will harm me or the Jews will harm me. So let's, I guess the two points are, it's a rebuttal and a very sharp rebuttal to Islam in many, many of it. In other words, the Rambam's antagonist was not Christianity, it was Islam. And therefore, a lot of it sharply argues with Muslims. Muslims don't take kindly to being argued with sharply. So that's why he's afraid of that. He also is afraid that the Jews would get hold of it, you know, and like he had, like he said over here, that he had all sorts of, you know, difficulties with them. So he doesn't want it to get out. My assumption is that when he was ready to print the whole thing, he obviously printed it. At some point he stopped, but to have it nipped in its bud, I guess he didn't want to. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions, any points? Okay, so now next week I actually have a chasen in Lakewood, so I don't think I could. I don't think there'll be any real way to have the shir from Reingold to make a chasen.
So if you're available all the time, I can set you up a place there.
I have no idea. I don't know. The chuppah might be at that time. Okay. So that's actually the week afterwards. We should be back on the speed.
Okay.
Okay. Take care. Hold the best.